Now, friends, we pick up our study in the 10th chapter. And again, let me call your attention to the mechanics here of Jeremiah. If you pay attention to that, it'll make these messages much more real to you, and it will give you an understanding you could not otherwise get in chapters 2 through 6. He gave those messages during the first 5 years of his ministry, that is, Jeremiah's ministry. And that was before the book of the law was found. Then in chapters 7 through 9 that we looked at, those messages were given when the temple was cleansed and the book of the law was found. And he stood in the gate of the temple and delivered those messages to those who came to the temple to worship. And the thing of it was, they were flocking to the temple. They'd given generously to the rebuilding of it. They were going through the ceremonies. They had the greatest Passover that they had ever had during the time of the reign of the kings. Why, David had never had anything like this. But in spite of all of that, all of this was surface. The hearts of the people were not reached, and their lives were not changed. And friends, if a revival does not change the lives of people, it's meaningless. In fact, it could not be called a revival. Now here in chapter 10, as we come, and I want to finish this particular message that we have here, from chapter 10 through 12, we have reform and revival after the finding of the book of the law. Now there was reformation, but not revival during this particular period, but it had all the outward appearances. Evidently, when this man Josiah heard the law, and he could see how far the people had fallen from God's intention for them, it moved the man, and he was tremendously changed. And what he did, he made a covenant with these people, that they had to make a covenant that they would serve God. Now here in chapter 10, what we have is, and it goes all into chapter 11, that the people were substituting something for God. And people always have substitutes for God. If you are not worshiping God, the living God today, and I don't care who you are, you have a God. It may be yourself. A great many people are great at worshiping self. And there are a great many folk that worship money. Some worship fame. Some will sell their honor and sell their lives in order to attain some unworthy goal. Some are willing to be dishonest to become rich. We have many substitutes for God.